You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Yesterday, the first farmer's market of this year kicked off in Park Falls. We spoke with Ryan Nelson, a longtime vendor at the market, about how this first day went.
Well, it's been a decent day, a little bit chilly weather. You know, that's been kind of partially the issue today. You know, it's kind of slowed down business, I'm sure, but customers have been still coming out and looking for another good season. I mean, it's always making the weekly trip here is just kind of a... My wife is off every Wednesday from her normal job, so she's able to come with me to help, and we always make the trip every week. So we've been doing it for probably 15 years possibly now, I believe, somewhere in there, 14 to 15. So yeah, we've missed very few in that amount of time.
The Farmer's Market is every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. June 12th through the 15th, anyone with a Phillips address, both in the city limits and out in the country, can take place in the 5th Annual Community-Wide Garage Sale event. For anyone wanting to have a sale, the listing is free. And to participate, you can reserve your free ad spot by submitting your first and last name, the full address of your garage sale location, the days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and or Sunday, and the times you set for your garage sale, along with a short list, 25 words or less, of some of the items that will be at your sale. Send an email to contact@mypricecounty.com with garage sale in the subject line, or call 715-339-6677. Lynn Bond, event organizer, will confirm the receipt of all emails. The deadline for submitting your sale is 5 p.m. on Monday, June 9th. But please note, you will need to place your own garage sale signs and do any additional advertising that you choose. Sales will be posted by the morning of June 12th at mypricecounty.com/sales. The nation is learning what we in Wisconsin already know. Culver's has the best burgers. Lisa Hale reports.
Just in time for summer, Yelp has released its list of the top 25 burger chains in the United States. Wisconsin's own Culver's hits the top five, settling in at number four. Yelp called out that Culver's is now in 26 states and is loved for its butterburgers and frozen custard. Yelp also listed Culver's as the number one burger chain in the Midwest.
The annual Clicketer ticket campaign has begun. This began on May 19th and runs through June 1st, and is where law enforcement agencies across the state and the country remind us all that buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Clicketer Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., there's a family bonfire night over at the Victory Christian Center. This is your way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend with a cozy family-friendly night around the bonfire that's absolutely free. There's going to be hot dogs, s'mores, a big beautiful bonfire, and a whole lot of fun. You can bring your kids, your favorite lawn chairs, and maybe a snack or two to share. They'll bring the fire, the food, and the fellowship. There is no RSVP required, just show up and enjoy the night with your community. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow beginning at 6 p.m., over at West 6880 Liberty Lane in Phillips. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and the warmer the weather becomes, the more active the ticks are. Melissa Kay has more.
Ticks are found just about everywhere in Wisconsin and can carry other serious infections besides Lyme disease, including anaplasmosis, Powassan virus, and tick-borne relapsing fever. Dr. James Thatcher is a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He recommends a variety of ways to prevent tick bites, you can use EPA-approved chemical repellents like DEET to treat your clothing.
You're not supposed to put it on your skin, but it's a chemical, and I have children, and I'm not going to use a chemical on them, so I'm always searching for more.
You can also find natural tick repellents made with essential oils or make your own.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, rosemary, clove, geranium, these chemicals, or herbs. And usually they'd have a lavender in it, too.
Wearing bright colors will allow you to see the ticks on your clothing, especially the baby nymphs that can look like a speck of pepper. Dr. Thatcher says to remove your outside clothing right away when you come in from the outdoors and do a full body check, including your hair. If you find a tick, you want to remove it without squeezing the belly.
You want to lift and you want to pull back, okay? Because when the tick is attached to you, it's building up its stomach juices to infect you.
Symptoms of Lyme disease can vary, but often include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and rash. In some cases, symptoms can progress or persist if not treated early.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You get 7 hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the 9th and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him, and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docu-series in 5 parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to 3-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign onto Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait and history was made. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play titled This World of Tomorrow shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The 2-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be north at around 10 to 20. Tonight could be a little more frost. Clear will drop into the low 30s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.